You don't have to create a societal condition in order for that area upon which, over which you have control to involve the respective property. But I do admonish you to respect somebody else's property not because you think that it will help bring about freedom. I think that this would be a very poor reason to respect somebody else's property, and if that's the basis upon which you're doing it, that you're setting a good example for other people to follow and so on, I think one day soon you'll come to the conclusion that it isn't working out the way you want it and you may not respect property anymore. I happen to believe that the consequences of not respecting property are pretty bad. So I would think that the best thing to do would be to find out exactly what is realistic on it, and if that says respect property, then respect it. But if you're respecting it for the wrong reason and that becomes apparent to you, you may quit respecting property, and the fact that you did so out of ignorance will not change the fact that bad consequences will come to you. Now, there can be no such thing as a free society because society is not capable of being anything except just simply a superficial view that you might get from the outside as you look at some that part of it that is closest to you. The only possible thing in this world is individual freedom. And freedom can only come one individual at a time as one individual finds himself capable, willing, able, and so forth to go out and get it and establish it for himself on a way that is meaningful, realistic, in touch with reality as it is, and he is capable of upholding it. And what is freedom? It is simply the opportunity to act upon one's morality. It has to be defined on an individual basis, because any definition that involves more than one person is bound to be contradictory. And so what you are looking for in life is the opportunity to have greater ability to act upon your morality as you see it, meaning to use your code of conduct without somebody continually sticking obstructions in the way to prevent you from doing what you think is necessary for your happiness. It is totally individual. It is totally subjective. Now, you want to call yourself an individualist? You want to pride yourself in the fact that you're not one of the collective, that you don't go around telling people what to do? Then face up to something. Other people want freedom for themselves, which is totally different than the kind of freedom you have envisioned for yourself. There is no authority greater than any individual. And you're not greater than any other individual. And the same fact of life exists for those other individuals that exist for you. If you really believe an individual should be capable of finding things out for himself, of finding the natural consequences of his own acts, of being able to pursue life for himself in accordance with his own profit motive and so on, you are not really saying anything of any meaning until you take all the restrictions off of it. That in no way says I'm going to stand here and let everybody steal from me, because what I do with my own life is my business. But to say that somebody else cannot have freedom unless they agree to make it the kind of freedom that I have envisioned is coming right back to the definition that freedom is the right of every individual to do what I think best. And when you come right down to it, that is what every definition of freedom that I've ever seen really involves. That I have established an arbitrary standard as to what freedom is, and to be free, an individual has to live by that standard. Not his concept of freedom, but mine. And if you really want to be an individualist, if you really want to take yourself out of the herd, either as the controller or the controlled, then you have to grant to every other individual in this world the right to examine the world as he sees it and to make the mistakes that he sees. To run, drive his car into a wall, if that is all he's capable of doing because of his stupidity. Of stealing from others and facing bad consequences as a result of it, if that's all he can see. Just making sure that he's not stealing from you. Because there's no way you can prevent him from stealing from others anyway. You can't put the obstructions in his way because the guy who you're trying to protect is bound to step out of line and leave his milk bottles on the porch one day, and it's all over then. Now, the point is, of course, that this brings up the idea that, well, you're not talking about freedom then, you're talking about license. That you're not saying what you're talking about everybody being free to do all these things, that's not freedom, that's license. Well, what is the arbitrary difference between freedom and license? Right. License is where everybody does what he wants to do. Freedom is where everybody does what I want him to do. And that's all the difference there is. And if anybody can make it more precise than that, I'd be glad to hear what they have to say in the discussion period. The idea of freedom with responsibility is inappropriate. Whose responsibility? By what standard? Who's going to decide what is responsible and what is irresponsible? Only each individual for himself. And if you have made it a societal standard and he's not in touch with it, then he's going to complain about the obstruction that's put